You gonna hold it?
Yeah.
My name is Jesse Pickrell. I went aboard to Reed when I was 17 years old in April of 1943 at Noumea, New Caledonia. And I was a sonar man at the time. And I don't know what I can tell you about my experiences. I was a sonar man for submarine detection. And I can recall one event when we were going from San Diego to San Francisco. We hit some tremendous high seas, and the Reed was cutting through the waves, and they were coming up as high as the bridge. And the helmsman got sick and threw up all over the binnacle. And they grabbed me. I was on standby duty for the sonar at the time. And they grabbed me to work the helm, and I never worked the helm before. And when I look back after being there, there was a fishtail of a wake where I'd steer one way and I'd steer the other way. But anyway, we got through that without any problem. And then our biggest operation, I guess, was down in New Guinea. We went in some of the areas down there. One time we went up a river, and it was so shallow they had to keep a man on the bow to take soundings periodically. And it was hardly room enough to turn around in. The river was so small, and there was Japanese on the island at the time. And we did get turned around, and we got out of that okay. And another time we were up in Finchhaven, and a plane came in and dropped bombs around us and flares, and we got out of that. That was in a kind of obstructed area also. And they we got sunk. We were the lead destroyer landwise on the starboard side. And when the planes came in, they singled us out. And so we got hit by two suicides. And I was a hot shellman on number 2 5-inch gun. When I went off the ship, my life jacket was probably about 10 feet from me hanging on the bulkhead. And I never even stopped to get it. I slid down the side of the ship, and I started swimming as fast as I could to keep away from the suction of the ship pulling me under. And I ran into a couple of guys out there who had life jackets, and I held on to them until we were rescued by the LCI. And that's about the extent of it. I wasn't injured. I wasn't hurt at all. So I was thankful for that. And that's about the end of the story.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ford.